Americans may disagree on immigration policy, but there is one broad area of consensus. If you're born here, you're a citizen. This used to be the case in the Dominican Republic, too, but last September, the Constitutional Court there declared that the children of undocumented immigrants do not get automatic citizenship, and that the policy is retroactive. So now, all those born after 1929 to undocumented immigrants in the DR are also considered illegal residents, and so are their descendants. Incredible, right? The government has already moved to cancel the citizenship of thousands of one-time Dominicans. Most of them trace their roots to the DR's next-door neighbor, Haiti. Amy Bracken has a story.
Cane-cutting season has just begun in this vast sugar-growing region of southwestern Dominican Republic. The old empty train cars rumble in to be loaded with mountains of cane for processing. Tucked into the fields are the bateyes, century-old communities of largely Haitian migrant workers and their children. The Dominican Republic has several bateyes known by their numbers. Bateyocho is a small cluster of wood and cinder block houses. It's where 17-year-old Betsaida Perez Pierre was born and raised, as were her parents and their parents. Her great-grandparents came over from Haiti to work on the cane plantations, but gradually members of her family have found other opportunities. They've gotten an education and integrated into Dominican life. Her father became a teacher and is now mayor of the municipality of Bateyocho. Betsaida finished high school this year, and she seems poised to follow her father's path.
Me gusta enseñar a otros, y esa es una manera.
I like to teach. It's a way for me to pass along what I've learned, and I enjoy it.
She wants to study education at university, but there's a problem.
Uno de los requisitos era tener la cédula de identidad para poder entrar.
One of the requirements to enroll in a university is having your identity card, your proof of citizenship. When I went to get it from the authorities with all my required documents, they told me to come back later. So I waited and waited and waited more, and finally they told me my citizenship card had been canceled.
But Saida has never been to Haiti, and the only language she speaks is Spanish. No matter, the Dominican Constitutional Court has declared that Betsaida, along with thousands of others, is no longer a citizen.
I feel discriminated against because I was born in this country and I've always lived in this country.
Betsaida's ancestors didn't exactly sneak across the border. Her father, David Perez, says they immigrated under an early 20th century contract between the Dominican and Haitian governments to provide cheap labor for the Dominican sugar plantations.
The contract was for the cane cutting season, and at the end of it, the Dominican government was supposed to send those workers back to Haiti. It never did. So those migrants were allowed to stay and go to work picking coffee and other crops. Then they came back to this area when the cane cutting season started again.
Perez says many of them got citizen ID cards and registered their children as Dominican. He says as mayor, he's been hearing a lot from constituents about their fears about the court decision.
When your ID card is canceled, other things get canceled. Your bank account, car titles, house titles, agricultural contracts. It's all based on your identity. So that's why people are so worried.
But to defenders of the court decision, revoking the legal status of the descendants of Haitian migrants is completely justifiable. Alexander Florian Medina is an attorney in the city of Barahona. He says he has sympathy for Haitian immigrants. After the earthquake, he helped some Haitians fight their deportation. Still, he supports the recent court decision.
El que nació aquí, hijo de una persona nacionalizado, ni estaba.
Medina points out that those with canceled documents are allowed to apply to regain their legal status and citizenship. To longtime residents of Bateyocho, this seems absurd. Nununa Inesia was born here in Bateyocho 82 years ago. Her mother was Haitian.
For those of us who were born here, what are we supposed to do? Go to Haiti? The authorities are happy to have people come over here and work. But then, when they see fit, they gather us up like a heap of trash and send us away.
All four of Inesia's siblings died in infancy because there was no medical care. She never learned to read or write, but she put her children through school by selling propane for gas lamps. Her son, Beneko, went to university, became the first mayor of Bateyocho, and then founded a sustainable development organization that operates in the Bateyes. Beneko told me he pursued his education in part to show other Bate youths that it is possible to make it in Dominican society. He couldn't have imagined how much the rules of the game would change. For The World, I'm Amy Bracken, Bate Ocho, the Dominican Republic.